This is the Aero News Touch and Go with aviation news and brief for June 1st. I'm Paul Plack. The TFR for President Obama's Memorial Day weekend getaway to Chicago ended yesterday, but not before some guy in an RV-8 busted it. NORAD had to scramble two F-15s on Saturday afternoon. TheLastTime.org, the group staging DC-3s in Illinois for a mass formation arrival at Oshkosh, says EAA wants to take over the staging and move it to an alternate airport. NTSB says a van's RV-10, which exploded shortly after landing in South Carolina last month, had been built with a Chevy V8 power plant and had been fueled with auto gas containing 10% alcohol. A 57-year-old DPE has been killed in the crash of a Schweitzer 269C helicopter. Mike Wheeler was administering an instrument check ride. The student survived with serious injuries. The U.S. Department of Transportation has fined AirTran Airways and Delta Airlines for alleged violations of the department's rules on how prices may be advertised on the Internet. Boeing reports signals have been received from the first of 12 Generation 2 GPS satellites that it's building for the U.S. Air Force. The next one will be launched later this year. Rolls-Royce says the latest build of its new E3E engine design has accumulated 40 hours of testing in Germany and promises to cut fuel consumption and CO2 emissions 15% compared to current technology. And a sleeping woman trapped on a locked plane for 4 hours after it was parked for the night is suing United Airlines and a regional codeshare partner. Find the full versions of these stories in our daily Aero briefing and in text form at aero-news.net. In today's Aero News special feature, I'll talk with Mike Dowell, manager of the Whiteside County Airport in Sterling, Illinois, about what it takes to stage 40 or more DC-3s headed for Oshkosh. And we'll get his take on the controversy between TheLastFlight.org and EAA. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.